for the St. Louis Cardinals.
It's going to be another tough week. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
This is going to be the hardest and the saddest week of most Americans' lives.
Surgeon General Dr. Jerome Adams calls it perhaps our Pearl Harbor or 9/11 moment, reiterating the need to be socially distant, though President Trump maintains there could be light at the end of the tunnel. After New York, the hardest hit state, saw a daily decrease in deaths over the weekend.
The full power of the American government and American enterprise, it really is. This is an all-out military operation that we've waged.
Fox News has learned new White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer have discussed further invoking the Defense Production Act to produce more medical supplies like ventilators and appointing a czar to oversee that. The number of coronavirus deaths, meanwhile, in the U.S. is nearing 10,000 out of the nearly 338,000 infections. But nine states not hardest hit do not have stay-at-home orders. Fox's Rachel Sutherland has more live.
Dave, Vice President Mike Pence will hold a conference call with governors who have not put stay-at-home orders in place. Washington State Governor Jay Inslee told NBC's Meet the Press he believes all states should conform with guidelines from the federal government.
Even if Washington gets on top of this fully, if another state doesn't, it can come back and come right across our borders.
Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson says his state has had success without an order.
Beating and slowing the spread more than in some states that have actually had a stay-at-home order.
President Trump says his administration will intervene if there's a massive outbreak in any particular state. Dave.
Rachel, Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson's been hospitalized as a precaution as he deals with a corona infection. Queen Elizabeth delivered a rare message.
While we have faced challenges before, this one is different.
She says better days will return. There's one surprising new corona patient, a tiger at the Bronx Zoo in New York. America's listening to Fox News.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
The number of coronavirus deaths has now topped 70,000 around the world. Italy still leads the way, accounting for nearly a quarter of those patients who have died. But things might be getting better.
Italy saw the lowest number of new deaths since March 18th. Over the weekend, a representative from Italy's Health Institute discussed the declines, saying that Italy must begin to prepare for phase two of the outbreak. Officials are urging people not to let their guards down. In Vatican City yesterday, a striking scene as Pope Francis celebrated Palm Sunday Mass in an empty church. Across the Mediterranean in Spain, the country has seen two consecutive days of death toll decline from COVID-19. Data released by Spanish authorities yesterday indicated that 87% of death from COVID-19 occurred in people over 70.
That's Fox's Trey Yinks. Now in Japan, the prime minister there has declared a state of emergency in Tokyo and several other areas, but he has not imposed lockdowns. Of course, there are a lot of places shut down across the U.S. from the coronavirus crisis. That includes the Supreme Court. There have already been delayed cases and now more being pushed back.
The Supreme Court will postpone oral arguments scheduled for its April session. A court spokeswoman said the move was in line with recommended public health guidance in response to the coronavirus outbreak. The justices had been scheduled to hear arguments over 6 days in late April. The announcement comes after the court postponed oral arguments scheduled for its March session, including a much-watched dispute over subpoenas for President Trump's financial records. In Washington, John Decker, Fox News.
Turning our attention to Wall Street ahead of the opening bell next hour, Dow futures are up big, more than 700 points, so the week could start with a surge. NASDAQ NASDAQ futures also higher as markets are also rising overseas. However, the price of oil is coming back down nearly a dollar, back to around $27 a barrel. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Student Legal Services offices at the University of Illinois is reminding students they still have to pay rent. Directing attorney Tom Betts told the News Gazette, many students want out of leases because they're not in town, and reminds renters the governor's moratorium on evictions during the COVID-19 crisis doesn't mean students don't have to pay rent. They have to pay rent as long as a landlord is providing habitable housing. Starting today, Carl is dedicating two locations in Champaign County to respiratory treatment. Carl Urbana on Windsor and Carl Muhammad will be open daily only to patients with symptoms consistent with the virus that causes COVID-19 and other seasonal respiratory illnesses. The respiratory treatment centers will take walk-ins, but appointments are highly encouraged. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Well, good morning. ESPN 93.5 3-day weather forecast and brought to you by CMI. Yeah, they've been busy because they have all the disinfectants. CMI is a simple way for you to keep your workplace healthy and clean for employees and visitors with Portico Knopf indoor-outdoor Berber mats. These mats reduce maintenance costs, easier to clean, provide extra dirt absorption. Be used in wet and high traffic areas. Choose from two designs, three sizes. Remind people to wash their hands. Check out CMI online, CMIclean.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Morning, Stevie. A pretty sunrise this morning and partly cloudy conditions today to start. We've got a high 68, down to around 57 this evening. There's a chance of rain that comes into Tuesday. High 75, though, down to 53. Mostly sunny with a high 73, low 37, windy conditions on Wednesday. Right now, the temperature's at 41. ESPN 93.
It is April the 6th, ESPN 93.5. Our dear friend, Dr. Alan Sachs, professor of political science for 50 years at the University of Texas at Arlington. I think over 50 years, isn't it?
Over 55.
Oh, my goodness.
Nice.
Started when he was 12.
Yes.
As a genius.
I was 12 years old.
Good to have you listening to Professor Alan Sachs. I am Stevie J. We are live on YouTube channel. We are live on Facebook. We appreciate you being out there. All right, here we are. It is April the 6th. There was a no scheduled coronavirus presser yesterday, and yet they showed up anyway. What does that mean?
I think it shows that the president is really onto these things. He wants to appear in public, and he's doing well. Although, if you listen to Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, they still want to investigate him. But I think he's done quite well. And I think history will record that. It's not easy to be president at the time of this kind of a crisis. And this morning, it looks pretty good. Like, we're really going to overcome this at some point. But we have to be very careful. In 1918, there was a period where they thought they were going to overcome it as well. And they got into real trouble a year or two later. So we have to be very, very careful that this does not return again in the fall in a more brutal way.
Now, the Illinois governor made the news. J.B. Pritzker is our governor in Illinois. Listen to President Trump yesterday, and then I want you to respond as to what J.B. Pritzker, governor of Illinois, said.
Amazingly, 600 will be going or have gone to Illinois. And, I mean, there's a governor, I hear him complaining all the time. Pritzker, I hear him, he's always complaining. And yet, I just said, give me a list of a couple of the things we've done in Illinois.
Well, the president does not understand the word federal. Federal Emergency Management Agency. We have a state emergency management agency. But if he were right, why would we ever need a federal emergency management agency?
Is he right? Is the governor right? I mean, is the federal supposed to swoop in and take over, or is it supposed to be a backup?
The same issue came up with the Hurricane Katrina, when a lot of people are saying the federal government, was late, did not do what it should have done. But many of these things are left under federalism to state and local governments, and the federal government is there as a major backup. So when Mr. Pritzker, when the governor says, implying that the federal government was late in doing this, he's not really correct. The federal government stands back, lets the states and localities do it, and then walks in if they need more additional help. So that's federalism. The states and local governments are responsible for the most of this.
Okay, so maybe it's J.B. Pritzker that doesn't understand the word federal?
Yeah, that may be true. I know he's a genius of a businessman. The Pritzker family is extremely wealthy and has done amazing things around the country. But in regard to federalism and the role of the federal government, I think you have to be very careful on what that role has to be. By the way, yesterday, a little bit off to the side, I heard a very interesting interview with a White House correspondent by the name of Jonathan Carl, who was being interviewed by another press secretary out of President Clinton's administration, and Mr. McKinnon, I think, was his name. And it was very illuminating. Jonathan Carl, I think, was very fair and very even-handed in talking about the pluses and the minuses of the current administration. And he said, for example, that President Trump, when he walks into a press conference, he knows everybody. He knows what they've written. He knows their names. And he contrasts that with President Obama, who he said knew none of them. He didn't know what they had written and didn't know who they were. So we have to give President Trump a lot of accolades for knowing the people he's talking to.
Well, and then he's talking about concrete and roads. And I said, there's not another president that could have described the layers of the road and how they set it. And it's not set. And then they run over it and then tears it up. The guy's a builder, a construction guy. But I've never heard a president go that deep into roads.
Exactly. He knows what these people have done. He knows the construction business very, very well. And Jonathan Carl, I think, was very even-handed and very interesting in talking about the president and comparing him to other presidents in past administrations that they knew very well. I'll go to the outside as well. I'm always zigzagging around. The Queen of England yesterday had a very interesting speech. When I listen to things happening, I'm looking at it as if I was still teaching. How would I present these things historically? And the Queen of England, I guess Elizabeth II, had a remarkable speech yesterday. And we will know it, I think, and compare it to her speech in 1940 at the beginning of World War II. And not many people even know what she sounded like. And she was very clear, very soft-spoken, but it was very elegant, elegantly written by somebody, I'm sure, for her. But it was well done. And it shows, I think, the times that we live in and how desperate they were by this terrible virus, as it was in 1940 at the beginning of the Second World War. So all these things sort of mesh in and will become alive in a textbook in the future.
Think there'll be a Democratic and Republican convention with a lot of people?
That's a good question. I think Mr. Biden, the former vice president, has said it may be a virtual convention. I don't know exactly what he means by that, a virtual convention. But Joe Biden, I think, would like something where you don't have to be there in public. But that may happen. It's hard to know how this virus is going to look in the summer, in August, when Republican and Democratic conventions will be held. The Democratic convention is going to be held, I believe, in Milwaukee, if I'm not mistaken,
right,
in August of this year. And I'm not sure if it'll be held or not, or the Republican convention, I think, is in Charlotte, in Charlotte, and it's going to be, I think, a more of a, you know, I can't envision a convention where people are not there, you know, standing up and sitting down. But at least these conventions are very different than what they used to be. In the old days, these conventions were full of drama. Who's really going to get the nomination? They didn't know. It was wheeling and dealing. And that day has ended because of television and the way we conduct our primaries. So this, again, might be another important development or change in the way we've done our conventions. But I hope not. I like the old way. I'm old-fashioned. I like the delegate bargaining. But I think it's going to be different depending upon how this virus holds on. But by the way, today, the markets around the world are reacting very favorably to what I've been discussing.
Well, what's amazing, though, is the gas prices and the oil's hit taking a hit again this morning. I mean, right. we can't produce oil. And you know Texas, Alan, you can't produce oil. If $40 is break even, it's at $27 this morning for a barrel. Gas prices are wonderful, but you can't do it long term. This thing can't stay down.
And I'm here in Texas in oil country. And just about maybe 100 miles west of here is what's called the Permian Basin. P-E-R-M-I-A-N, which is the king of fracking. And it's really what really made it and helped to make America independent of oil. President Trump is very proud of saying the United States is independent in regard to oil, and he's right. But it's still going to hit us on what's going on all over the world. Oil is fungible, which means what happens in one part of the world is going to affect the other part of the world. But oil and gas is such a crucial part of what I've been. Thousands of people in the oil and gas business in Texas, and it's going to change. Everything is going to change. We're now teaching classes at the universities online, mm-hmm. and I think that's going to, you know, change things a lot. Why should we build all these buildings and we can do this online?
Yeah.
And the same thing with elementary and secondary education as well. So I hope things are going to change. There's some good that will come out of this terrible tragedy.
Professor, it is always a pleasure, my friend. Stay healthy.
Thank
and keep
so
up.
Much.
Always a pleasure. Professor Alan Sachs, 55 years a professor, University of Texas at Arlington. Love mm-hmm. starting Mondays with him. ESPN 93.5. Well, Facebook Live. Armin Agopian is watching.
Okay, great.
My cousin from Switzerland.
Nice.
Bonjour. Brian is watching.
My friend Joey there in Philo.
Mark, is it Markle? M-A-R-K-L? Because he's in from southern Texas. He said, refineries here are closing, no profit. Richard, Ben, Brian is on.
Okay.
Ken, Mary, Nancy, Mike, Jeff, Robin, Patty, thank you for getting on Facebook Live. We appreciate you guys. Let me know if you want to tell me anything. I've got my phone right in front of me. You just send me a message if you like. You're also on YouTube, on the YouTube channel, Stevie J Show. Also on ESPN 93.5 and streaming at steviejay.com. Since the habits have changed for so many of us,
yep.
we're trying to reach out to other platforms so that you guys can still listen and watch.
And if you hear something you want to tap into later, you can always tap into our podcast at steviejay.com.
You can do that as well. Well, in Illinois, again, the cases are rising. I think Champaign County in the area at 55 people with COVID-19. I think that's the latest count, maybe 60 by now. But again, the grand scheme of things, if you think about the region probably holding 200,000-300,000,
yeah.
55 is a pretty good deal. And you have to credit some of the early actions of closing the University of Illinois
mm-hmm.
And other things like that. I think closing China, even though 435,000 people flew from China to the U.S. after their outbreak, 435,000 seeds flew to the United States, and thus the pandemic all over the world. And had we had a little more information, and we had a little more info and cooperation from China, it wouldn't be 151 countries infected. There's just no question. We just have to somehow in the future figure out how to be more cooperative in things like this so that the world can help and the world can help contain. Because you certainly don't want it all over like it is now. New York City had fewer deaths for the first time.
Yes.
And the reason I mentioned that the president did not have a coronavirus presser scheduled yesterday, but yet they showed up. I don't know if you heard Dr. Fauci, but there was a little optimism in his voice, even though they said this is going to be the worst week.
Right.
He said, I understand what you're saying, where you say it's a worse week, but yet there's light at the end of the tunnel. They can be together. I think they're seeing numbers they like. I mean, you can't like death, but you can like maybe getting at the top of this peak and starting
mm-hmm.
the other way.
Mm-hmm.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
We're looking at partly cloudy conditions today and a high near 70, down to around 57 this evening, up into the mid-70s tomorrow. We're expecting some showers and down to around 53. Mostly sunny by Wednesday, high 73, low 37 with windy conditions. Right now we're at 41 on ESPN 93.5.
You can can always text in 359-2255. We have our local restaurant of the day here. We'll get on in just a moment. Stand by. Fox Business Minute brought to you by Rob Meyer, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Rob at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. It's 720.
I'm Deirdre Travolton, and this is the Fox Business Report.
American Airlines is suspending more flights in and out of New York City airports from later this week through May 6th. American says it will operate only 13 daily flights from JFK, LaGuardia, and Newark Liberty. It averaged 271 flights a day across the three airports a year ago. American Senior Vice President of Operations David Seymour says demand for flights to the New York area is rapidly evaporating. American is only operating flights between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m., so no aircraft or crews remain overnight at airports. BMW says sales of its luxury cars plummeted during the first 3 months of this year, though the trend has started to reverse in China and South Korea. BMW says about 95% of its retail locations in China are now open for business. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosilda, invested in you.
From the health of every American to the health of your portfolio, Fox Business brings you complete coronavirus coverage. As markets continue to react with extreme volatility, Fox Business shows you how to navigate the turmoil with instant analysis to help you make your next move. Plus, breaking reports from Washington to Main Street, keeping you on top of every development as it happens. Turn to Fox Business for the continuing coronavirus coverage every investor needs.
Hi, this is Mary Jurison, the office manager at CU Under Construction and CU Trade Services. When I started here 8 years ago, I was excited to work with such passionate owners. Little did I know how much that would inspire my passion into remodeling and building. At CU Under Construction and CU Trade Services, I know how much we care about your home. My team of ladies and our amazing crews are here for any of your home needs. Check out our website at CUUnderConstruction.com and TheCUServices.com. The next time you have a home project or any type of service need, call us and see how we are building better together.
1 century ago, the world experienced its deadliest pandemic when the Spanish flu of 1918 infected nations around the world, killing millions. In the decades since, other influenzas have swept the world, taking the lives of millions more. But none have been quite like this.
The coronavirus, now a global pandemic.
Broadway will be shut down. The NBA is suspending gameplay.
Wall Street briefly suspending trading today.
It has impacted Hollywood. It has impacted...
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance as you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Contact Justin or Dave at Thomas & Ellers Insurance in Champaign today. 217-356-2400. All right, 723. ESPN 93.5 live from Champaign, Illinois. Champaign, Urbana at the Pines in Urbana. We are broadcasting all over the world. Pretty cool these days. Mm-hmm. We can reach folks.
And great to be supporting so many local restaurants.
Yeah, we are doing that. By the way, the toilet paper report.
Found
some. There were 5 cases delivered to Value Check on Saturday morning. By the time I got there at 9 a.m., there were 2 packs left. You can only buy 1 pack of toilet paper at these stores. Also, Walmart Savoy came through yesterday with some Charmin.
That's right.
Please don't squeeze it.
That's where I bought a pack, and it was pretty good quality toilet paper. Yep. There was an area with lower quality toilet paper.
But you avoided that.
I got the 8-pack of nice stuff.
Yeah. Anyway, so the toilet paper appears to be opening up, which could be ominous for good things to come.
Yes.
Markets are going to spring open. The Dow Jones is going to open up 700 points, it looks like. And as I mentioned, oil still taking a hit. The problem is there is oil everywhere. They have tankers sitting in the middle of the ocean with oil. And there's oil over there. And Donald Trump said, the president said, some places water is more valuable than oil. Why? Well, because planes quit flying, ships quit cruising, cars quit driving. There's no need.
That's right.
Why are we at $1.99? Well, that's cheap. Well, it's not as cheap as Kentucky at 99 cents.
That's right. It's all the Illinois taxes, isn't it?
Yeah, a lot of it. A lot of taxes in Illinois. Okay, today's restaurant is Taco John's.
Oh, Taco John's.
It's at 902 Meyer Drive, I
All
think.
Right.
Let me get that officially. It's North Prospect. As you drive around and you're central driving, you find out there are less people out there.
902 Meyer Drive.
902 Meyer Drive. Taco John's. This is drive-through. I'm giving out $50 gift cards to support local restaurants. Taco John's, owned locally. If you know somebody or you yourself say, you know what, I could use a night off, go get some Big Boss burritos. Nice and big.
Mm.
And you can get a lot of food for $50 at Taco. Mm-hmm. You can take home half the store for $50 because they have like 89 cent tacos some days.
Yes, they do. I believe that's Taco Tuesday.
Well, then why don't you get 50 of those puppies?
There you go.
And just bring it home and, yeah.
607-5577.
What's that mean?
That's their phone number.
Oh, 604. What is it?
607-5577.
So you text me or Facebook Live it, whatever you want. 359-2255 is a text.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got $250 because thanks to the generosity of some really good people, like Aaron and Nikki Johnson, Jeff Facer at Areawide, Troy at Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, Steve Hillard at HL Precision, Tony Johnson kicked in a boatload of money. So we've got money. I think will take us, if I'm not mistaken, pretty close to through April. So if, again, and we just, you know, Jeff Facer came and said, hey, I want to help local restaurants. He said, let's do this for 2 weeks. And then money just kept coming in.
That's great.
We're taking every dollar and we're spending it at local restaurants. And we've had some really good ones on and some really good ones coming. So it's been our pleasure to be a conduit to help people that might be hungry, might be displaced because of this coronavirus and might not have work. So we throw you $50 just to say, hang in there. That's it. 359-2255 if you'd like $50 at Taco John's. You won't believe how much food you're going to get for $50 at Taco John's. 359-2255 if you would like, send us a message and we will get hold of the winners a little bit later. But we got Bunny's coming up. Bunny's is in Urbana.
Yeah.
We got Farron's coming up.
Oh, delicious hamburger.
Red Lobster coming up.
Okay.
Applebee's coming up. El Toro coming up. We got lots of good stuff. And you can let me know if you know somebody or you yourself would like it. That's fine, too. Let us know. 359-2255. I heard John Krasinski doing something kind of cool over the weekend.
That's a guy from The Office.
Jim from The Office. The Quiet Place. 13 Hours. I mean, John's a superstar now. Jack Ryan on...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's good. Anyway, he did something called, some good news? SGN Network.
Okay.
And it was wonderful. It was really, really cool to talk about a few good things because there's still a lot of great things. In fact, there's a lot of good things going on with some of our medical providers and people. Would you like to be a nurse today? Would you like to be a doctor today walking into a room with somebody with COVID-19? You'd be a little nervous, right? You'd nervous. And I would even argue that the doctors and nurses aren't worried for themselves. They're worried for their families.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be asymptomatic, like they say. You don't know you have it, and you go home and give it to your whole family. And this can be, obviously, a horrible, horrible virus to get. So I think that there's some medical heroes that are every single day on the front lines. I would love to be able to spotlight a few in Champaign County. So if you know of somebody, you know a story out there that needs to be illuminated, let me know, because I love that. I think the good news should be promoted. I think we should talk about the good stuff we never hear about. I'm tired of all the negative.
So it looks like he's got a maybe 15-minute newscast from his home studio.
Yeah.
And he has these letters, SGN, for some good news.
His kids colored that.
I can see that.
Yeah.
And you see an I Heart Dad, a homemade sign also.
And his first guest was Steve Carell.
Okay, got it.
And it's really, really funny. And Steve Carell said, John Krasinski's got the suit and tie on. And Steve Carell said, I know you don't have on suit pants. I know you don't. And he said, you're right, I got jammies on. And he got up at the end and he had the little tied jammies, the little plaid color. So anyway, very, very enlightening and fun. So I'm reaching to you to say, hey, tell me, if you've got somebody or some story You know, contact us. We'll give you a call and figure it out. I'd love to illuminate good stuff.
I like it.
359-2255 is our text, Facebook Live, or however you want to reach me. But if there's a story that needs to be told, I'd love to tell it, because we need uplifted in this time. We need to come together. We need to figure things out. And then we just need to illuminate the people that are working every single day at something that needs talked about. And I just not able to uncover everything. We hear about a few things here and there, but let me know if you know, because everybody has a story. Love to hear from you. 359-2255. I think we can tell some great Champaign County stories, some great Champaign Urbana stories. Let me know if you're so inclined. All right, going to break for the news. Come back with our friend Boyd Matheson. He's out in Salt Lake City.
Oh, good.
We'll catch up with him. It is 6:30 in Salt Lake and 7:30 in Champaign Urbana. ESPN 93.5.
News. I'm Chris Foster. New York City reports more than 3,000 deaths with the new coronavirus, with a slight drop in daily deaths in the state. Governor Andrew Cuomo says it could be a blip. We'll know in a few days.
We could be either very near the apex, or the apex could be a plateau, and we could be on that plateau right now.
Michigan has the third most number of cases after New York and New Jersey. Governor Gretchen Whitmer tells Fox News Sunday,
"We've got hospitals that are already at capacity. We don't have enough personal protection equipment."
The Queen of England with a message for everyone in Great Britain.
Queen Elizabeth describing an increasingly challenging time.
"We should take comfort that while we may have more still to endure, better days will return."
The Queen thanking health workers and others in essential services, and she praised ordinary citizens for obeying stay-at-home orders.
Fox's Simon Owen. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Illinois Department of Public Health has announced nearly 900 new cases of coronavirus, including 31 additional deaths. Statewide, the number of confirmed cases has topped 10,000, and state health officials expect the numbers to climb as testing ramps up. A note about courthouse business in Champaign County. Consistent with the 6th Judicial Circuit Administrative Order, Judge Afanas has extended the Champaign County order limiting courthouse operations through April 30th. And so the courthouse continues to be closed for regular business until May 1st, unless otherwise ordered by the court. Starting today, Carl is dedicating two locations in Champaign County to respiratory treatment. Carl Urbana on Windsor and Carl Muhammad will be open daily, only to patients with symptoms consistent with the virus that causes COVID-19 and other seasonal respiratory illnesses. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
What's Kasasa Tunes? It's free checking that funds your fun. Now available at Prospect Bank. Earn refunds on your iTunes, Amazon.com, and Google Play purchases, all for doing the simple things that you do anyway. Free Kasasa Checking even refunds your ATM fees nationwide. Get paid. Bank local. Ask for Kasasa at Prospect Bank or go to bankprospect.com and join the movement today. Qualifications and rules apply. See financial institution for details. Member FDIC.
Get the roof your home deserves. Roof Doctors. They have honest, reasonable rates. They give you competitive prices up front. No gimmicks or contractor pricing games. You can rely on Roof Doctors. No deposit required. No subcontractors. Over 30 years in business in the industry. Check out Roof Doctors at roofdoctorsco.com or call Tammy or Randy at 328-7529. Roof Doctors, 328-7529.
Now, Gary O'Brien, my buddy in Columbus, is watching. Gary, how are you, bud? Hope you're well. What a great man.
Mm-hmm.
John is watching. Peggy is watching from the operating room. Well, actually, in the lounge at Carl, getting ready for a quick minute. Mary, good morning. Just hanging out in Philo. Luann is watching. Bruce, Sherry, Brian, Tony, Kathy, Terry, Amy, Pat. Good morning, Pat. Good morning, all of you on Facebook Live and also the YouTube channel and also on ESPN 93.5. ESPN 93.5, three-day weather from the National Weather Service.
All right, we've got a high 68 expected today and 57 our low tonight. Up to 75 and down to 53. A little bit of a greater chance of rain, especially early. Mostly sunny conditions on Wednesday. High 73, then flip those numbers. Low 37 in the evening. Right now, the temperature's at 42. on ESPN 93.5.
Well, he's a good guy. He's a good writer. Former chief of staff for Mike Lee, Senator Lee. He's in Salt Lake City. He writes for Deseret News. Are you like the managing editor? What's your title, Boyd?
I don't know. Opinion editor? Dude with an opinion. How's that?
We love dudes with opinions. He's in Salt Lake City, Utah. What is it like in Utah? Is that fairly untouched, or what's it like out there for the coronavirus for you?
We have we're kind of in a stay-at-home, if possible, scenario, and the numbers have been low. The testing has been going up, and so... Overall, it's been fairly light here in the state of Utah.
Have people been keeping 6 feet away?
Yeah, but really interesting. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is headquartered here in Salt Lake City. And this past weekend was their annual general conference, which usually fills the 21,000 seats. Conference center there, and you have tens of thousands of people in downtown Salt Lake. And it was empty. It was all done over the internet this year, and so it was a very unique thing for the state, to be sure.
Okay, dude with an opinion, how will this change us and our habits?
So I think one of the really important things to keep in mind, I know we're all kind of in this phase now where we've kind of done the big push. It's like, okay, we can push through. Americans can push through anything. So we do our push. And now we're in that phase where people are saying, this, how long do we have to do this? and so we're kind of in that phase. And the hardest thing is to continue to project ahead. I really dislike the term new normal because that means it's going to stay as it is perpetually. And it's just not. So the phrase I've been using is it's just the new now. And this is what we're going to do today. And this is what we'll do tomorrow. And just be present to the moment, I think, is the real key. And whether that's in our politics, whether it's in our communities, whether that's in our homes, learning to just be present and say, okay, I often use that phrase, if only I had time, I'd exercise and work out. If only I had time, I'd reach out to some friends I'm disconnected with and so on. And so it's time to prove it and say, this is what we do. And I think one of the most important things, General Patton used to always say that success is not determined by how high you soar. It's how high you bounce when you hit bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think this is a test of America's bounceability, our ability to come together. We know how to rally, but we've got to push all the way through on this one.
Is it possible we could wait 5 minutes before we open up investigations against this president? I couldn't believe that.
This is not point fingers, place blame, and hyperventilate on all of that. If we want to do that, there's a lot of play to President George W. Bush's phrase from 2005. And there's plenty of blame to go around to the Obama administration and the Trump. You can go around and around, but it doesn't matter. The only thing we care about right now, don't find fault, find me a solution.
Yeah.
And we've got to keep our eye on the ball in terms of what actually matters in the end. There'll be time for armchair quarterbacks and game film and post-game analysis later on, but this is not the time for that.
Opinion writer, dude with an opinion, Salt Lake City, DeseretNews.com. It's Boyd Matheson is his name. We love talking to Boyd every week or two. Will the new hot stocking stuffer be designer masks?
I'm going to send you a picture of the one that my wife created for me. It has the Liberty Bell, George Washington, and Abraham Lincoln on it. So just in case.
Hey, and that's essentially an incredible selfless thing to do because it's not going to help you. It's going to help others from getting it from you.
That's right. Yeah, that's really important for everybody to keep in mind is that it's one thing to make sure we're protecting ourselves, but we got to make sure we're not passing things along as well.
Okay, and finally, before I let you go, Joe Biden obviously is holed up in his home as he should be, trying to stay away because anybody over 70 certainly. But you know what? I just don't believe that it's going to be Joe Biden. And when he speaks, I get nervous. And it's more of a human thing as a political thing, because I'm just not sure cognitively he's where he used to be. And I can't imagine the Democrats will nominate Joe Biden. And if that's the case, who? And would it be Governor Andrew Cuomo, who's been kind of hot in these press conferences?
Yeah, I initially texted me. I thought, well, these first 4 months of 2020 do feel like 4 years. So
yeah.
So I think Cuomo is more likely for a 2024. But it has raised a lot of these concerns around Joe Biden. And it has just frozen the political races. And so it's going to be very fascinating to see. We're supposed to have a state convention here in Utah in 20 days. And that's going to happen virtually. And so all the politics are upside down. But here's the thing. Watching how someone deals with this will tell you a lot about how they would govern. And that's, you know, we elect people not to lead us during the good times. That's easy. We hire people, we elect people to lead us through the tough times when things are broken and bad. And I do think there's some nervousness amongst the Democrats. They've already pushed their convention back a month, and it might get pushed a little bit more. I think there are going to be some discussions of, hey, is this, have we done the right thing? And under these circumstances, do we need to do it different?
Maybe the president should said, until we get over this, we'll suspend all elections, and then everybody would jump up and said, I feel fine. I feel fine.
That may be the ultimate cure.
That's right.
He may become the cure. But we do have to be careful. We only have to look to Hungary. It was almost like a scene out of Star Wars, you know, where they handed over all the power in perpetuity.
Yeah.
As long as he needs it, he can do anything by decree, no elections, no challenges, lock up the media.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we definitely got to be careful there, because when we start throwing those freedoms away, that's the ultimate virus and the ultimate disease for democracy.
And you had mentioned you thought Donald Trump perhaps stumbled out of the gate. I think he's doing an outstanding job. I get to hear him every day. I get to hear what Dr. Fauci says every single day, and I like that.
Yeah, getting their sea legs, and it's just fascinating to watch that. Watching leadership under stress or pressure or in crisis is always fascinating. And I agree. I think the president's got his sea legs under him. I think that the team is moving through. I think they're focusing on the right things. And that's good for the country. I wish they would shorten the press conferences up just a little bit, keep a little more focused.
He tries to stand there to all the questions, but they all have 45 questions each. I mean, he says, I've never seen it. You never run out. You never run out of questions. And he stands there. It's 90 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And when he gets angry, you know, yesterday's response I thought was interesting. He said, forget about me. It's like you're dissing my admiral. You're dissing my doctors. You're dissing my guys.
Yeah.
He gets very, very defensive about that.
Yeah, and that's actually a good thing. If he didn't, I'd be much more nervous.
Yeah.
So I think that is important. I do think they should tighten them up just a little bit, because there are going to be times when he's got to deliver just the essence of the message.
Right.
And we've got to be careful it doesn't become white noise and background chatter for the rest of us. We got to be ready to hear that.
Yep. All right, Boyd, you're the man. How do people connect with you?
They can get me at Deseret.com, Deseret, Deseret.com, or at Boyd Matheson on Twitter.
Keep your opinions, dude. We love you.
All right. Thanks, DJ.
Thank you, Boyd Matheson, Deseret News, Salt Lake City, Utah, ESPN 93.5. James Ducey is watching.
Oh, good.
Colette is our friend watching. She's up near Chicago. Brent, John, Nikki, John, Richard, David. My buddy David is watching. We appreciate everybody on Facebook Live. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, if you have something happen like your refrigerator breaks, they've got appliance repair, but they also have new appliances and they're operating. They're essential and they're open, and they can figure out how to get you that new piece of appliance if you need it. You stand back, wipe down a few things. He'll come in with gloves and, I presume, masks.
Yeah.
They'll keep it good, and they know how to do it. And they'll remove the old one, put you in, because you've got to have the stove, and you got to have the refrigerator for sure. What did you send me about a freezer? Was that for me?
Oh, that was a friend of mine that was giving away a
one was of those. Was that for me?
Chest freezer.
Well, what's wrong with getting one of those?
That's true. Brand new. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
Well, they got that, and you can go buy a bunch of meat, and then you've got it. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, a place you want to visit for remodeling, or just going to wait till after all this settles down and hopefully goes away soon. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, the largest independent appliance dealer in Central Illinois. Check them out. Of course, start online now at appliance-world.com on Neal Street before I-74 interchange. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Appliance-world.com. All right, it's quarter till. Our restaurant of the day is Taco John's, 902 Meyer Drive. It's off of Prospect as you drive north, near the movie theaters, near Meyer, of course. And you can drive through, and we're giving out $50 bills to buy food at Taco John's.
We've got some text in to 359-2255 about some furloughing action and reduced load and things like that. That kind of wording is kind of what we're looking for. What'd you call it? Phase two of stress on this COVID-19 chapter we're facing?
We're reaching as many... I'd say level two.
Level two.
Everybody's probably level one, not sure what's going to happen. Level two means a little deeper. You might have lost some work. Kids are homeschooling. You have no idea what you're doing. I get all that. I understand. Yeah. I would you. You weren't. None of us were prepared for this.
It is challenging, or the links don't work, or you don't know the password that your kids set up at school. And
who's my buddy Jim? Jim over at DMV. I don't think that's open anymore, right?
Right. Everything's online right now.
Well, it's not, because I couldn't renew my plate.
Oh, shit.
I was going to ask Jim what to do.
Okay.
No, because you go in there, and you get there, and you get all the way to pay, and then it just stops.
Right.
So I'm going to have a license plate running out at the end of April here. So I'll have to figure that out.
There's a little wiggle room.
I would think there has to be. You don't have to get your taxes paid if you owe till July 15 this year.
Mm-hmm.
So that helps a little bit, and tax filing and everything else been put off. I have not heard about Champaign County property taxes. That'd be sweet if we had another month or two.
Yeah, we had a text in about that.
Yeah.
We should try to find out.
We would like that. And then the University of Illinois has informed students, we can't evict you, but it doesn't mean you don't have to pay. Jamie Monticelli had that story for us, but yeah, you have reassigned a lease. I understand you're not here, but you owe the money.
Mm-hmm.
That's what leases are. You signed it, and that's what happens.
Now, these are some of the privately owned apartment complexes.
Yes, these are people that have rented apartments, and they've left town because, but you probably could have gotten a little prorated deal from the university dorms,
yes,
but you weren't living in a dorm.
Right.
So you're going to owe the money.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you do, whatever lawsuit you want, whatever you're going to look, if you ever read up the lease, they own you. Nobody has ever read one in the history of mankind.
Okay.
You sign at the end, but the reason they're 12 pages is because it's one-sided.
Yes.
You owe the money.
And what can you do?
You pay.
You can't read that one line that says, I don't know about that.
No, because you can't understand it anyway because it's legal.
Right.
Anyway, so yeah, the students are going to owe the apartment money. It may not be fair, but sometimes life isn't fair, so... 359-22, the apartments still have to pay the bank. So there is that. And you can't feign the old, they're rich.
Yeah.
That doesn't work either.
It doesn't.
Okay, 359-2255. So we are getting, so listen, there are a lot of you that are displaced. There are a lot of families that are displaced more and more. I can't imagine what unemployment numbers are in our county alone.
Mm-hmm.
It went from 10 to 40,000 2 weeks ago. What are they now? 80,000? There's a lot of people that have been A, furloughed, or B, let go, or C, just nothing there at all. And that's where this is big for President Trump. The dispersion of all of this money, that's going to be pretty big. It's got to work. Kinda. I mean, I can't imagine it working very well. I just don't know how you disperse $365 billion in a couple of weeks. I mean, President Obama tried giving money. It took 4 months. So if anything less than 4 months, you're going, good job. I can't even imagine how many people have to be involved. And oh, by the way, you really do have to read the application to see if they're for real, because there's scammers out there.
Sure.
That are making it hard on the rest of us. But every business in America should be applying for the PPP. It's a payroll protection plan where you can not necessarily have to pay it back. If you use it for other things, you owe the money. But if you use it for payroll and rent and mortgage and things like that, it'll be forgiven. So every building you see that's a business in Champaign and Urbana should be applying. Okay, so now what about Kansas City, Salt Lake City, Los Angeles? How are they going to do that? Goes to the local banks. Okay, so you're going to go to any bank that can loan the money. The government gives the bank the money. I don't think the banks make much on this. I think it's just kind of a service. Mm-hmm. They probably make a little, but not much. And so you find a banker that can figure this out with you, and you try and get the money so you can keep. The whole purpose is so you don't lay people off, so you don't furlough people.
That's
so,
right.
So if you've already done that, it's okay. You can still apply. And this also goes for independent contractors, which is kind of unusual for unemployment and things like that. But this is all encompassing here. So what you do is you apply, you get the money, you call them back. So if Christie Clinic were able to get that, I think they're too big. You have to be 500 people or less. They're too big. But if a company that has, you know, laid off, furloughed 40 people, all you have to do is call them and say, hey, Barbara, come on back. I got money. Then you don't have to pay it back. That keeps the money flowing, keeps people in their jobs. The danger is if this goes for a long time, it's going to be hard to reassemble. Then you got to retrain. Then it's slower. Then it's just not the same. We were cooking along 4 weeks ago, and then we got sick, and that happens. So it'll be unbelievable if you get your. If anybody gets their $1,200 check, let me know, because that ought to be coming the next 10 days.
Right.
And that'll be nice, too, because we need money. You got to go buy that toilet paper.
But the money you're talking about with that CARES Legislation Act.
You betcha. Paul is watching. Legendary Paul, I'm so glad I got to reach out to you. Kevin, Rebecca, Sherry, Tammy, Peter, Debbie. We miss Debbie. She moved to St. Louis. Presumably to be near the Cardinals, and they're not even playing. When will baseball come back? Come on, man. How about playing in a sandlot with no people? I just can't imagine golf, why golf isn't somehow. You know how many people would watch golf?
Yeah.
You can stay 6 feet away. You don't have to allow people in, but you can televise it.
Don't have to touch the flag.
No, don't have to touch the flag stick, or if you do, some person with a mask and glove walks out.
Go walk him. Yeah, wipe it off.
ESPN 93.5, three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
This carload heading towards Windsor on our street has a bunch of dogs hanging out the window.
I've had my window open, man. I can get a reaction. What do you got? You have two dogs, baby?
I think so.
All right.
68 hour high. A good day to get outside to take a walk in an open area. Low 57. 75 tomorrow, down to 53. There's a chance for showers, especially early. Mostly sunny on Wednesday with a high 73. Only up to 49 and down to 30 by Thursday, though. Right now, we're at 42. ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, we like this warm temperatures. I don't think coronavirus likes warm temperatures either, which is another good thing. 753, my front yard looks better. But, man, I'm pathetic. I'm sore this morning.
Me too.
Raking. You did raking, too?
Yes, gotten rid of all those brown leaves in the front in my driveway area.
But why are we sore? Because it's pathetic. I at least stand. You need to be standing.
Okay.
I want to get a stand-up desk. I want to get one of those thingies that desk move around.
Now they have them with a treadmill on the desk right
there. I need that. I mean, to tell you what, I just, at some point, if you don't try and get it back, you won't be able to get it back. Yikes. I just get so frustrated when I say, man, I'm just not the same. Well, I guess that happens over time. You just called aging. But it's like, man, I miss doing X, Y, Z. Well, get back on it.
Right.
I see these older guys with these bodies. Somebody's doing it. Warren Honeycutt.
Yep.
Anyway, we got those dumbbells I was talking about on Friday. Bruce got those. And then we had a neighborhood woman give us a bunch of dumbbells in the neighborhood.
Okay.
So Benjamin and Christian are lifting a lot of weights right now.
I'm glad they were reaching out and listening and figuring that out.
Yep. We appreciate you. All right. Again, we're on Facebook Live. You can go to Facebook and watch if you'd like, if you're on Stevie J-A-Y. Also, the YouTube channel. Also, podcast. Karen Gettlebell watching. Karen and Gary say hi. Hi. Where are you? Are you somewhere in Europe? I forgot. Oh, Netherlands, isn't it? It's amazing. How can we go worldwide just like that?
Pretty cool.
It is unbelievable. Going to break for the news here coming up. Again, Taco John's is our featured restaurant, featuring a restaurant every single day from the incredible generosity of some of our wonderful people like Jeff Facer at Area-Wide Technologies. We're buying 250 from a restaurant and then giving those away $50 at a time to folks that are applying for unemployment. By the way, that's not easy either.
Mm-mm.
You're going to be on hold for a while. Then you got to fax stuff. Who faxes stuff? Why? The only options for unemployment, as I understand it, is faxing and mail. What about scan and email?
Right.
Hmm? Might go to spam. You can figure that out,
you
too.
Just get an attachment.
I don't know. Fax?
Wow.
Do you get excited? Fax is, okay, let me get my cassette out and we'll listen to the tape. What are you doing with a fax? We have one.
I know we do.
But it's like, okay, face up.
Is there any?
Dial 9. Don't dial 9.
Is there any paper in there?
I mean, it's a shiny. That's 1996. Bill Clinton was president when we were faxing. I don't get it. We've got to update people.
Yeah.
Okay, the news coming up again. Facebook Live, YouTube channel, ESPN, CU, StevieJay.com. Uh-huh. And then you click watch live on ESPN 93.5.
You've got it on your personal page, StevieJay.
Yeah.
And for me, it's Diane Ducey. So,
okay.
Pretty cool that we're sharing all this stuff on Facebook.
Yeah, we're just
and
getting into the 21st century is what we're doing. Karen says she's in Florida. Gretchen, I'm sorry. Gretchen is in the Netherlands. That's correct.
Very good.
Karen is a genius. She's a cousin. She's so smart. It's ridiculous. Okay, we'll be back. Fox News is coming up. Local News, Jamie Monticelli after that. Thank you for listening and watching wherever you are. 359-2255 to connect via text. I'm looking for good news stories to share. I want to do more of that. We need more of that. 359-2255. The news coming up.
Ducey Bank is honored to serve you. To our healthcare workers, first responders, and local businesses, you're central to the communities we're proud to call home. Ducey's grateful to partner with you and your families through life's ups and downs, today and for generations to come. Because as neighbors helping neighbors, we're in this together. Ducey, grateful to serve the communities we call home. Member FDIC.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. You know, without batteries, life would be pretty lifeless. That's why Interstate All Battery Centers carry them in every size, shape, and style, so you can drive, drill, call, film, or do whatever it is you want to do. Stop in today. They've got the power to keep you going. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Interstate All Battery Center. You'll find them outrageously dependable just over Interstate 74 at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign, with batteries for most every application in stock.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
This is your year for impeccable flooring style. Flooring Surfaces brings fresh looks from around the world to central Illinois. And right now, we're offering deep discounts on all the floors you want. You'll save big on Italian porcelain tile, beautiful hardwood floors, waterproof vinyl, soft and durable carpets, and fantastic backsplash mosaics. If it's in stock, it's on sale now. And with over 1 million square feet of flooring in stock, you'll find the right look to fit your style and budget. Combine excellent selection with free design assistance, free estimates, professional installation service, and financing options. It's easy to see why Flooring Surfaces has your floor covered. See us today at 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop.
A reminder that Honda BMW of Champaign is still open by appointment. They're available for vehicle service and are helping keep you safe with complete disinfection offered for the inside of your vehicle. If you don't want to leave your home and head in to Honda BMW, no worries. They're available online. That's right. You can buy a car completely online and they'll deliver it to you. Find the vehicle that fits your needs without ever leaving your couch. Honda BMW of Champaign, here to serve you during this tough time. Located at the corner of Neal and Burwash or online, drivechampaign.com.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. With each election year, it's important to remember negativity and conflicts are common. Investors should realize future success depends on sound long-term investment strategies and staying the course. If you have concerns with your portfolio, we can help create a long-term plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, 366-3456, or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, or registered investment advisor.